मौलाना जी का जो बैकग्राउंड है, इंग्लैंड में जो हजरत वाला रिशीव ले गए 2003 में, तो उस वक्त जो है मेरा विधायक नहीं थी, आप भी रिशीव ले गए, तो उस वक्त मैंने अशार लिखे थे, तो आपके सामने
करते हैं इलेक्शन के बगैर, अहले दिल लीडरी करते हैं इलेक्शन के बगैर, अहले दिल लीडरी करते हैं इलेक्शन के बगैर, फॉलोइंग होती है उनकी किसी एक्शन के बगैर, फॉलोइंग होती है उनकी किसी एक्शन के बगैर, अल्लाह वालों से भी कर लीजिए ताल्लुक पैदा, अल्लाह वालों से भी कर लीजिए ताल्लुक पैदा, हैव कनेक्शन विद अल्लाह सुभान व तआला और गेन फ्रेंड्स, यू नीड टू ऑलवेज हैव कनेक्शन विद दिस कनेक्ट टू कनेक्ट योरसेल्फ, सो देयर शुड बी नीड कनेक्शन विद अल्लाह सुभान व तआला और फ्रेंड्स, अल्लाह वालों से भी कर लीजिए ताल्लुक पैदा, काम बनता नहीं उल्फत में कनेक्शन के बगैर, काम बनता नहीं उल्फत में अल्लाह जो जॉब इज नॉट रिटर्न यू डोंट हैव कनेक्शन विच बी गुड कनेक्शन अल्लाह सुभान व तआला एज मौलाना वाज मेंशनिंग तथा मौलाना दामा बरकातुम कमिंग इन आवर यू नो इन आवर मिड्स वी वर सपोज टू गो and you take over time to wake up Islam. But Hazrat Allah Abul Barakatum, Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him here. So this is an opportunity for us to connect the Vastra with Allah. Allah wahanon se bhi kar lijiye taluq paida, kaam banta nahi ulfat mein connection ke baghair, apne maula pe mukammal hai bharosa unka, अपने मौला पे मुकम्मल है भरोसा उनका, मदरसे वलियों के चलते हैं कलेक्शन के बगैर, मदरसे वलियों के चलते हैं कलेक्शन के बगैर, और चलना देना रहे मौला पे बगैर मुर्शिद, चलना देना रहे मौला पे बगैर मुर्शिद, डोंट गो No, I can do myself my own zikr, my tasbih, my tilawat. Why can't I reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Don't do that.
Chalna dena rahe maula pe baghair murshid, destination pe na pahunchoge direction ke baghair, destination pe na pahunchoge direction ke baghair, aur company ahle khuda ki hai saadat mandi, कंपनी अहले खुदा की है सआदत मंदी,
यू विल बिकम वेरी फॉर्चुनेट यू गेट द कंपनी ऑफ अल्लाह सुभानहू व तआला और फ्रेंड्स,
कंपनी अहले खुदा की है सआदत मंदी, होके मकबूल खुदा तुम भी रिजेक्शन के बगैर, होके मकबूल खुदा तुम भी
join the company, you will never be unfortunate. Allah Ta'ala will make you fortunate.
Majlis-e Shaykh mein bas maangiye tawfeeq-e-adab, Majlis-e Shaykh mein bas maangiye tawfeeq-e-adab, unki har baat ho tasleem correction ke baghair, unki har baat ho tasleem,
you must accept everything which your Shaykh tells you, you not make correction from yourself, you know, you should have said that, you should have said that. Without any correction, accept whatever your Shaykh says, then you must be very, very respectful with the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant me and you all the tawfiq of showing our respect and other. It is because of respect I am completing and finishing. Otherwise, I feel like it is continuing. One more sentence, Mokta hai.
कि ना सिर्फ अपने लिए तकवा सी कोई शील्ड नहीं, ना सिर्फ अपने लिए तकवा सी कोई शील्ड,
देयर इज नो शील्ड बेटर देन तकवा फॉर अस,
ناصر اپنے لیے تقوا سے کوئی شیل نہیں, پیسفل کون ہے مولا کے پروٹیکشن کے بغیر, پیسفل کون ہے مولا کے پروٹیکشن. اللہ تعالیٰ جانتا ہے پروٹیکشن, ہاؤ کین وی گیٹ پیس, اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ گرانٹ اس پیس.
والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منذ شيء الخلق من عدم, ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم, لا يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين, بلغ سلامي روضة فيها من نبي محترم, يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظم, فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأفم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه, فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته, لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب المصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد, فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله اثنا عشر شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض, منها أربعة حرم, ذلك الدين القيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, المهاجر من هجر ما نهى الله عنه. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our honorable illustrious Sheikh Arif Billah, Rumi of our time, Mujaddid of this era, the second Tabriz, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah Sa'ala, Hazrat used to say that before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnah of Hazrat Nabiyyat Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one great sunnah of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and which is relevant to this period that we are in, this transition that we are going through, is that حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. That take stock of yourself before your stock is taken. We know that every business has got the end of the financial year, stock taking is taken, then the accountants drop all the financials, balance sheets, etc. A person studies it and he gives lot of time and he's very eager when his financials come and he studies it very, very, very deeply. More than perhaps he pays attention to anything else, he pays attention to his financials, checks everything thoroughly. And moreover, also he wants to see what profit he has made, how did his business go for the year. Also, before he sends it to the receiver, there mustn't be any comeback. Receiver, we're so frightened of the receiver, there mustn't be any inquiry also. Forget the case against us. Just he says that he wants to, there's an inquiry, our sleep goes on. And we can't sleep at night. So our big inquiry is going to be the public on the day of Qiyamah. So take stock of yourself. Every year take stock. Business we take every year stock. Students, they also, we find many students that in exam time, then they fall sick. Now they can't, they say we are sick, we can't write exams. Anxiety. anxiety attacks, etc. But Greek students, how many commit suicide also? The pressure and the people, the parents, teachers, schools, they put pressure on the students. They go through a terrible time. But they also have the end of the academic year when the exams are taken. So we also have got an end of the year, end of Zulhijjah and beginning of Muharram. Today we are in the, what date of Muharram?
27th
finish or 28th. And English, which day is it?
21st.
Most of us know English day, few of us know the Islamic day. Okay? So we should know more of Islamic day. And also, who can tell me his birth of date Islamic? Those that are old friends, they might know. But others, we are Muslims, we are not Christians, how come we know the Christian day? We are so rather critical. English day, which is the Christian day, the English calendar is from the birth of Insani Salatu Wasalam, that no doubt anyone knows it properly. Many of us might say, when I was born, how could I remember the date? I didn't know when I was born. But when you got married, then you were not a small baby. Who of us know our Islamic day of marriage? Hardly anyone perhaps. But the English day, we celebrate every year wedding anniversary, you mean. Whereas in Islam there is no wedding anniversary. But if we don't do anything else also, we remember the wife. And if we have to forget, the wife doesn't forget. She will remind us. So anyway, we've got, if we see practically, in a connection, we've got more of a Christian calendar than we got with Islamic calendar. And yet the sad part is that we claim ourselves to be very good Muslims. And we compare ourselves with others, we are good Muslims. But we don't know our date of birth Islamic. We don't know when we were married Islamic day. Our children, when they were born, who know the Islamic day? And so much so also, that our students who graduate from Darul Uloom, ask them which year you graduated? Chet said, the English day, 1994. English Islamic day, then we better. So much so I will tell you, one student that we studied with used to come first in class. And ulama will know every day he should read ibadah. And he was very, very good, the most brightest student in the final year. After many years he came and visited. He is a very big businessman now. He's doing construction in Bombay. Very big business and very rich man. And he was doing a collection for a friend of his in northern India, Gorakhpur. That was also our friend, so he came, we met, we spoke, etc. Then he told me, I gave him something, collection, whatever, that gave me topics. Then he asked me the date. So I told him Islamic date. He got bamboozled. He don't know what hit him. He couldn't make it out. He was completely, didn't know where he is. So I told him, that's our Islamic date. So he started writing. So like for March, sometimes we don't to write M-A-R-C-H, we write 3. June, we write 6. So it was whichever month. So he asked me which month, the number. So then I told him, then he put his pen down, he took his topi, he put it down. He told me, Maulana, you know we were together. You know I was the top student in the class. But today I'm so much in dunya, I even forgot the Islamic months, Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal. That also I forgot. So that should not be the case. Our affiliation should be with our deen. When we're doing business with non-Muslims, no problem, use the Christian name. But our own matters, our deeni matters, we're having a jalsa so-and-so day, we're having an ijtima, jor so-and-so, why don't we use Islamic day? We should use Islamic day. So this hijrah, this is the time of the year that we made hijrah from the past year into the new year. And the real muhajir is who gave up his disobedience to Allah, who gave his disloyalty up to Allah Ta'ala, who gave up his life of sin for a life of obedience to Allah, for a life of piety and righteousness to Allah Ta'ala. So that is also a great sunnah, to make this hijrat and to take stock of ourselves. And I tell my friends that mashallah, many, not all, but many have submitted their stock sheets, spiritual stock sheets. And they have checked it on, for example, our attire,
how correct or how strong our aqidah or how weak we are. And then moreover, ibadat, how our namazes are. Are we making our five times namaz? Are we making it with jama'at? Are we making tilawat? Are we making zikr? Then our mu'amalat, our financial dealings with people. And then our mu'ashar, our relationship with our wives, is it good, is it bad? Relationship with our neighbors, family members. What's our relationship? Neighbors, what's our relationship? In fact, even the non-Muslims who we associate with, what is our association? And then also as far as service of deen, are we doing some khidmat of deen? Teaching in a madrasa, darul uloom, tabligh work, khanqa work, writing of kitabs, publishing kitabs, distributing kitabs, whatever it might be, but khidmat of deen also. Khidmat of the Muslims also, are we doing something? Allah has given us so much. One friend, in fact my son, just emailed me a clip of Maulana Abdul Haq Umarji of Durban Rahmatullah Ali, a short clip of about 4-5 minutes, in which Maulana is pleading and crying to the Muslims of South Africa, you people are living such luxurious lives and such extravagant lives, not only wearing time, going to see any person, whether it's the lounge, whether it's the bedroom, whether it's the kitchen, what extravagant, going to see the garden outside, see the fountains, etc., which are outside. We are all very happy what Allah has given us. But our neighbors, the local people, how are they living? And remember, study the history of mankind. Man had fallen from great heights, the people of Ar, the Mur, when we were eating and our extra food goes down in the dustbins. It goes down in the drains. And who throws it down? The maid who works for us, the helper. And her own children, she sees that my children are hungry. And yet, whole loaves of bread I'm throwing away. How much good food I'm throwing away. And my own children are hungry. Allah brings the children. Maulana pleads in that. Don't let the time come when the historians will have to write that those who are very bad people who just live for themselves, who just lived in luxury and comfort, and they did not worry of their neighbors who are suffering in poverty, abject property, poverty, and how they are suffering. They did not worry of them. Spend on your neighbors also. It is mentioned that Na'mal Amir ala Babil Faqir. Very good is that rich man who goes to the door of the poor man, doesn't wait for him to come. He goes there and he spends upon him. Wabiksal Faqir ala Babil Amir. And very bad is that poor man that is to come and beg at your door. And in your heart you look down, he's a beggar. Or he comes to steal from you. And you criticize him, he's a crook, he's a thief. But you didn't spend. You should close the door before time. You should spend on him and not give him the opportunity to come and steal from you. Then in your shop, you don't pay your workers properly. Now you force them to steal from you. They are putting 200 rand in their pocket every day. Eh? Why? Because you're not paying them properly. You are living to at what a level? And you don't see at what level? Islam is a religion of sharing. See, zakat has been made compulsory. And even if we just pay our zakat and distribute it properly, the zakat is not only that we give it away to an organization. Well and good, our zakat gets discharged. But the real essence of zakat, personally go to the door of the poor man. Go and see how he is living. Go and go to the places. Many of us, we have this complaint that the collectors who come from India, Pakistan, they are frauds. They steal, they put it in their own pocket, etc. Why don't we go and spend it there and see for ourselves in what abject conditions the people are living? How many young girls can't get married because there's no money? Why don't we go? MashaAllah, there are people in our country who wish to go, and there are still who go, and they go and buy sewing machines for families. They get the girls married, etc. Why don't we do that? Do it yourself. That is the real thing. Locally, there are so much need. So anyway, the end of the year is a time of stock taking. And a person who doesn't take stock in his business, what will happen to such a person? That institution, educational institution, dini or dunya, they don't take exams of the students. They're just carrying on. Unda tum. Everything is just carrying on. No stock taken. What will happen to the esteda, the capabilities of the students? You'll never recognize. If we don't take stock of ourselves, and we have 40 years of our life, 50, 60 years have passed, we don't take stock. Am I making my namazes? Are they proper? And really, when a person takes stock like that, we feel quite content. I make namaz, though I only make Juma, but I'm a namaz. I only make Maghrib every day, so I'm a namaz. But when you take a stock and you'll see, you'll actually realize that how weak I am. How many of my namazes are with Jama'ah? How many with concentration and devotion? My tilawat, am I reading Quran every day? Today was Jummah. Did I read Durood Sharif today? Every day am I reading Durood? Then we will get it. And a person who will do this, please take it serious. Don't just take it, we just came, we wanted to have a bayan, we're having a bayan and it's over. No, think about what is being said. Take stock of yourself, of your deeni side. We take stock of everything and we check ourselves that how I was previously. I was driving a Toyota Tes. Now I'm driving a Mercedes. Now I'm driving a BM. My house first, and we talk also at home. We were living in a small one-room house we were living. Now I would look at our house. Now see what and what we have got. So deen-wise also see that first I was only making one namaz. Am I making now five namaz? Am I making it with Jamaat now or not? My tilawat, how is it? My zikr, how is it? And that is, today for most of us, our whole deen is only ibadah. We are not worried of aqaid, whether they are correct or anything. We are not worried. Muamalat is as though it doesn't exist in our deen. Muasharat has got no share. Whereas complete udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, enter completely into Islam. Our aqaid must also be correct. This afternoon I touched on that little bit, that how many of us got how much shirk in us.
Lord.
That, for example, it's a common thing. A person gets sick, cold, flu. So what immediately we think, or the wife will tell us, or we'll tell the wife, take two panadols, take cough mixture, you are coughing badly. And not coming right, come, you have to go doctor now. I must go and see the doctor. Not coming right, doctor will refer us to a specialist. He'll have a test that, no, I think you have to be admitted in hospital now. You got the bronchitis. You got, you are serious, you have to go to hospital. Still not coming right, we tried where and where. Finally, Amils we go to now. Anyway, don't come right there. Now we say, only Allah can help. Whereas the mu'min, from the beginning, only Allah can help. Now only you came to the point that only Allah can help. And that also, how much do we turn? And we believe today, medicine made me right. My shop is giving me rosy. And trusting and believing in anything else besides Allah. That my matric certificate gives me my rosy. My university degrees give me rosy. My shop gives me rosy. My job gives me rosy. All these things, it is like one blind person tells another blind person. He is also dependent. The other one is also dependent. He say, come, I will take you over this heavy, this freeway. The N3 freeway, December time, when it's so busy. One blind man tells another man, I will take you across. Or one paralyzed man tells another paralyzed man, jump on my back. I will take you across the freeway. You can't cross it yourself. What can we do? Allah is the only provider. Nobody else, nothing else. So our yaqeen is in many things besides Allah. Like that we read, La ilaha illallah, and that's a great thing. And our najat will be made with that eventually. But if we have to be put to the test, and we have to go through a test, how much that one great buzur who was a great buzur, Allah asked him, what did you bring? What did you do in dunya? So he thought, if I present namaz, weakness will come, faults will come out in my namaz. I will present rosa, whatever I will present. That it's not good to pass the test by Allah, who can pass? So he said, Iman, Tawheed I gave up. So Allah asked him, have you forgotten the night of the milk? That was referring to a night he drank milk and his stomach pained in the morning. He said, the milk I ate at night, it made my stomach pain. We also, how many times? What I ate at night, I suffered the whole night. I ate a lot of sugar beans. I couldn't sleep the whole night. gas from on top, gas from the bottom, gassy gas. Yeah? And the poor wife, she was in a gas chamber. So what was the condition? So we ascribe it to all different things. Then we realize. So this is our condition. And we have to, Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Mazoor Rahmatullah Alayh, what a great Buzur. Such a great Buzur, he wasn't a Maulana, he wasn't an Ali. But when he was present, great, great ulama like Mufti Shafi Sahib, Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib, great ulama, they should listen to Khaja Sahib. They should keep quiet, so much al-Dahib. And that was all what Maulana is stressing on so much, Maulana Mansurul Haq Sahib, sohbat, company. This was by company. The Sahaba became Sahaba by sohbat, company. And a Sahabi, Allahu Akbar, and I get digressing, but it's important. A Sahabi becomes a Sahaba, he just saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a state of Iman. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw him. He didn't make one namaz, for example. He didn't learn one ayat of the Quran. He had no knowledge of deen. No ibadat also. Just he saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he became shaheed. Or he passed away. Yes, he died as a Sahabi. The whole world's awliya, attiya, asfiya cannot measure him anywhere. What by what? Not ilm. Not anything else but by sohbat. So important, and this sohbat's value is not only of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but through the barakat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the ummah till today. Al-ulama warathatul anbiya, the ulama, the righteous, the pious people. So Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, by sohbat, he had reached such a height. He says, Mujhe maut na aaye jab tak ke main raaz-e-tauheed se aagah na ho jaun. That I don't die until I understand tawheed. Today we are quite content. We got tawheed, we believe only in Allah. But in actual practice, we are still very, very far from tawheed. Then namaz, ways namaz then, and ways roza, ways ibadat, ways muamalat, ways muasharat. When a tide, still we are so weak. And this is a condition of all of ours. A dog was lying under the train sleeping. The train was in the station. Then the time came for the train to move now. At that time, it happened, the dog also woke up. So he started walking. When he started walking, the train started moving. So it came in his heart, when I was sleeping, the train was standing. When I started walking, the train also is moving. I'm making this whole train move. And then after a little while, he got fresh. So he started running. The train also picked up speed. The train started, now he was convinced, I'm making this whole train move. But how long is the dog going to run? Soon his tongue is out, he's puffing, he's panting, and the train is going from Joburg till Cape Town, and it will carry on and complete its journey. Right? So like that, we think I'm doing. How many of us who say, if I don't go to shop, what will happen? And before we know what, we are 6 feet underground. Is the shop closed or the shop is running? And the family dies because of hunger, because when we are living, we said, if I don't go to shop, what's going to happen? From where are you people going to eat? When you die, that same people who you said they can't eat until I don't feed them, they say put him in Kabristan first, then we can carry on with our life. First get him out of the way. Eh? Imagine about 50 years ago, many of us have seen that days, it's not a very long time. What were our roads like? I think 50 years ago there wasn't one freeway in our country. No byway and highway and nothing like that. Many roads were corrugated, etc. Forget potholes or dig holes. Hey, today we are driving, you see a car behind you, next you see the car is missing. It's gone into the dig. Or the car in front of you, before you know what, it's gone in a dig hole. Hey, at that time, corrugated roads. Some of us might still remember those days. Even especially you travel to Cape Town, etc., through the farms of the farms. And gates used to be on the road. And there were the small little black boys, you gave them a penny, they will open the gate for you. You go through. Hey, that was the condition. Those people who worked on the roads on those days, they said, if we don't go to work, what will happen to the roads? People have to travel. They've gone in their covers, and today what kind of roads? They couldn't dream of the roads that we have got today. People who in the telephone technician department, when that we have to turn the telephone and through the operator, he will connect it. See, the operator says, if I don't go, what's going to happen to the people? Their phones have to be connected. He said, if I don't go to work, I have to go, whether I'm sick or what, I have to go. But he's gone in his cupboard. Today, what kind of phones are there? The whole world is moving on. We are fooling ourselves. That dog brains, Allah make us smart, we got even less brains than that dog. We think we are Allah alone. And according, when the locomotive, the steam engine, came to Deoband Station in those years, over 100 years ago, 150 years ago, our big buzurg, Maulana Qasim Nanwarpi, rahmatullah, they also went and see, was something new. Then Maulana read this ayat immediately at that time, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ. Yakhluqu in Arabic is a verb that indicates to the present time, and Allah will keep on creating those things which you don't know. You didn't know about the steam engine, Allah made it. Today jets and rockets and what kind cars, etc. And still what Allah is going to make in the future, you don't know. Allah will, we think we invented all this. We made all this. It is Allah Ta'ala who does it. And Allah Ta'ala will always see. Today, there was a need for internet today. Today, the need of emails, etc. If there wasn't internet and 4 months post-strike, what would happen to the country? Eh? Allah Ta'ala arranges all this and Allah does it in advance. As an excuse, Allah uses somebody. Allah doesn't come down personally himself. That person says, I'm a great man. Wise is that man who acknowledges Allah and attributes it to Allah. So anyway, this time of the year is for us to make hijrah. It's a time to take stock. And really a person who will take stock, even if you don't submit your stock sheets, but take stock and study our spiritual life, our deeni life. It will help you so greatly and keep that stock sheet. Next year again, at the end of the year of 1436, which we are in, comparing with last year. Then see, like financials, they give you 2 years' figures. What was it last year? How much purchases? This year, how much purchases? How much sales last year? This year, how much sales? You compare. And then you see that I made so much purchases, so much sales, but no money in my pocket, no money in the bank. Where's the money going? You realize? So if we are, see, I'm making 5 times namaz, but my eyes are still not under control. I'm still looking around at other women. I'm still flirting around with women. My anger is not under control. How I treat my wife, how I treat my workers, and all that is not coming under control. That means there is a loss somewhere. Somebody is stealing from my business. I'm making namaz also, I'm giving zakat also, but my condition is not changing. That Islam is a religion to bring the life of Jannah to you in this world. That here you live a life of Jannah, but I'm living Islam, but I'm not living. I'm still parishan. I can't sleep at night. I'm fighting, I'm arguing. My greed of dunya is not getting finished. My desire for akhirat is still not coming. That means there is a loss. I'm making. And those who are not making namaz, they can say, okay, because no namaz in my life. No tilawat. That's why I haven't got this. But those who are making, and they're not seeing profit in their lives. Ramzan is a month to make the biggest profit. And those who make profit in Ramzan, look forward to Ramzan. Just like a businessman who is very busy in December. He can't eat also. He tells his wife, I won't come home for lunch, just put sandwiches for me. And sandwiches also, while he's on the phone, he's eating, he's having his lunch. While he's doing a deal, he's eating little bit also, drinking little cold drink, eating also. But why? He's happy. Because, Pamei Yama, he's making money. Cash is coming in. So Ramzan also, a person is busy a lot. Taraweeh at night, Sehri, whole day's roza. But if you're not making a profit, and what is the profit? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you acquire taqwa. The whole exercise of Ramadan, if that taqwa, and taqwa is that thing, Allahu Akbar, that you become a king, you become a leader, prime minister, president, without canvassing for votes. Only one vote you know you need is the vote of taqwa. Like for example, the president of the country, he wants to go to America. He doesn't have to now take the phone and make bookings. All his bookings will be made for him. He's going to get VIP treatment. He's going to go in his own jet. He doesn't need any preparation. A person of taqwa is a VIP guy. Not only a very important person, very, very important person. A person who has got taqwa, in taqtaqu Allah, yaj'al lakum furqan. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ وَيُعْزِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. Everything Allah has promised on taqwa. So you want to become a present, be VIP by Allah. You don't have to canvass for hopes and lie to your voters through your team. And what promises you make which you know I'm not going to fulfill and I'm not going to keep. Yeah, in order to become a VVIP by Allah, you have to give one vote, the vote of taqwa. That's all you have to do. You don't have to go and beg your voters. You don't have to humble yourself in front of your voters. You only vote for taqwa in your life, and Allah will do what and what for you. So Ramzan is the month also of taqwa, to acquire this taqwa. But if we are not acquiring, we are keeping rozas, it comes in the hadith very clearly. How many people there are who get nothing from their Ramzan rozas but stay hungry? They didn't benefit, they made no profit. How many the whole night's ibadat, the hajjud they made, tilawat they made, stayed awake the whole night, but they got nothing but just staying hungry, be getting tired, that's all what they got. So the thing is, there is a loss in our business. So we have to check it. And fortunate is the person who checks it now and rectifies it. And if you realize it in the qabr when the malaika, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. This is your kitab. Read it now and see for yourself. Now you say, I thought I was a namazi. Now I can see clearly. The graph shows it's right at the bottom of the graph. Here and there little it went up. Rosas, they were empty rosas, empty capsules I was drinking. I was thinking, doctor is giving me 500 milligram of medicine. But I was getting, doctor was giving me empty captions. So how I couldn't benefit whatsoever. I thought I'm having grape juice. When I really studied the water and the reading on it, I saw it was only grape essence. There is no grape juice. I thought I was having pomegranate juice, darum, very good for the heart. And I bought a whole teaspoon. It's good for, afterwards I realized it's only all flavor. There's no real darum inside there, no apple, no grape in there. So our ibadat, I thought I was making namaz, but it was empty namaz. My zikr was empty zikr. Then what will be our condition? So we must take check. So in this ayat that I've recited, Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna iddat ash-shuhuri 'inda Allah." The number of months which Allah has made, ithna ashar ash-shahr, 12 months. This is a fact that Allah has made. Mankind didn't say, scientists or anyone else, that we made 12 months of the year, whether it's the Shamsi month, the month according to the solar calendar, or whether it's the lunar calendar according to the months of the moon. Allah made it for us. Allah says, "Inna iddat ash-shuhuri 'inda Allahi ithna 'ashara shahr." If we made it today, it's metric system, which is really the French system, everything is by tens. Before our money was pound shillings and pence, very difficult to calculate. 12 shillings, 12 pence make a shilling, 20 shillings make a pound, 12 inches make a foot, 3 foot make a yard, and the gross, it was difficult to calculate. In tens, it's very easy. You just move your dot from here to there, and you calculate very easily. So we should have made our months also 10 months a year. And we should make the weeks of the days of the week 10 days. It should be easy to calculate. 3 weeks in the month, 30 days. But now Allah made it. إِثْنَ عَشَرَ شَحْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. And this is so old, the system of Allah. يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The day Allah created the heavens and the earth, at that time Allah made this. From this understand, please pay attention. Think about it. And for this we have to apply our brains a little bit. It's not just a simple thing to understand. We have to put pressure on our brains that Allah created time. We take it so for granted that time is time. No, Allah created time. Mm-hmm. And to think how to create time. Khalaq-e-azim. Khalaq-e-azim. If you will think, you will be swiped off your feet. Ya Allah, how great you are. You created time. If you just apply your mind, you will fall in love with Allah. You will become a die-heart of Allah. You will completely just give your life Java, what a creator, what is Newton? And Newton really, all what he had, this great scientist, what they call, he stole everything from Sheikh Iraqi. It wasn't his own work at all. He just stole it from Sheikh Iraqi and he put it. Ibn Haytham, the laser, Muslims discovered that. Right? And now these people have taken credit. They stole it, they don't attribute where. And the biggest crook is who steals academic things, plagiarism. He steals academic things and he doesn't say from where I took it. He's the biggest coward, the biggest liar, the biggest fraudster. But today they have presented themselves in the world. We die for these people. They gave the world all this technology. All this Muslims gave. Coffee. Coffee is very good to open your brains. You drink coffee, especially the bitter coffee, which is very prevalent in the Arabs, which they have with khajur, because the coffee is so bitter, they eat it with khajur. A Yemeni shepherd, he saw that the goats were eating a certain bean, and after that, they become very, very active, and they got bigger in them, and they got life in them. So he also tried it, he saw it works. From there, coffee started. And this isn't like Mullah Nasiruddin. He read that his donkey was very, very lazy. Doesn't, we know donkeys how lazy they are. So he read in a book, if you put little ammonia at the back of the donkey, he'll run like wild. So he tried it, it worked, the donkey was running. So then he thought, I'm also old now, and I'm going to be I tried out also. So he put a little behind him also. Now he's running in the house, in and out, in the yard, on the road. I thought, what's happened to Mullah, my husband? He's so well, she ran after him. He told her, you'll never be able to catch me. If you want to catch me, you'll also have to put a little then only you'll be able to catch me. So anyway, this bean, he saw that it had the coffee bean. And then it spread to the whole Middle East. Then it went to Vienna. And the top politicians of Europe started drinking coffee to open their minds. They were all Muslims. What then? What Muslim haven't given the world? And if you want to see, I was very surprised. But the Science Center in Toronto, in Canada, they had that time when we went, and it was an Islamic week. All Muslims' contribution to the world, they had it displayed. Our supplies, they did this. And what things Muslims have given the world. So anyway, what were we talking about?
Die,
that Allah has created die. If you apply your mind a little bit, then not only time, do please afterwards think of it, go home, talk about it. When you're lying down, think that Allah created a thing like time. Time is in which we live, otherwise how should we live? When was I born? When do I die? Great events of history take place. All this is in time. Allah created time. And then again, Allah created the measurement of time. That's another great, great, great favor of Allah. Today we told we're coming to Rustenburg on the 27th of Muharram, 21st November. Where we got this time? How easy it makes. We discuss so many things, our business matters we discuss. The wedding of my daughter, of my son, this date we'll have, this date we'll have. Where we got all this? We use it, but we don't think of it. If ever you thought, see they ask a question, that did you ever give thought to it, that why do they dim the lights, put off the lights in the aeroplane when it takes off and when it lands? Okay, so there are two things here. One is who thought of it. We just go through it. They say we're going to put off the lights, they put off the lights. If you want to, you can put your own reading light on. But who thought of it? This is a weakness in us, we don't give thought. Why is it? Okay? That way when you're going to take off, put your seat right, your seats in an upright position. Why? Did we ever think? We don't think. We carry on like zombies through our life. In the morning we get up, I must go toilet. Why must I go think about it? I must have breakfast. Why must I have cereal? Why must I have just give thought to all these things? So just a word. Regard to the lights, it is that in case there is an accident, then if your lights, your eyes were used to the bright lights and it becomes dark, you'll be completely lost. You won't know. So they put the lights off. And then the bottom lights will come on, you can have direction there where to go. The seat in the upright position, if you are leaning and there's an accident in the plane, you will slip right below the next seat in front of you. So you sit in an upright position. So anyway, everything in life, give it thought. We don't give thought to anything. So this measurement of time, give it thought, then you'll also see the papers of Allah. What your papers? If a person who hasn't got measurement of time, that person is, he'll go mad. One of our friends, he was kept at one immigration place in the one country. They put him in a cell with no windows, no light, only one light inside. Within a little time, he went like a mad person. Is it now morning? Is it night? As they make sure, they took away his watch also. You haven't got connection with time, we take it for granted. But sometimes it happens when we wake up, we're in a deep sleep. Where am I now? Or you sleep in a different place, somebody's house, in a hotel, and you wake up. Where am I now? You're like lost. Imagine if you are total, this loss is only, you are lost like a minute. Half a minute, a few seconds, then you realize, oh, I'm here. Everything is this here. You turn around, you feel your touch your wife. Oh, she's here. Yes, I'm still living. I'm still in dunya. But if you get lost completely with time, what a great namat of Allah, of time He gave us, and Allah created time. Everything is the creation of Allah. And Allah created and gave us the measurement of time. One day, one week, one month, all this. Today I'm 40 years old. Today I'm 60 years old. From where all this came? All this is Allah's favor. And then this change of time now, we were in 1435, till the end of Zulhijjah, we came in a new year. And we should associate ourselves with Islamic calendar. Maulana Mazhar Sahab, our Shaykh, mashallah, royal son, he says that our Islamic calendar starts with Muharram, which is also from ihtiram, respect and honor. And so because it starts with respect and honor, it ends, it goes towards the whole year. Muharram Safar, that all negative aqaid, etc. La safara wa la tiyara, all this negative aqaid and beliefs about jinn and jadu. There is jinn, there is jadu, but this that we have overplayed it so much. All that takes the Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, the months of Sarwar Kainat, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then a little breather, Jamadul Ula, Jamadul. Then Rajab, the month of Namaz, Mi'raj of Allah. Then the month of Shaban, spiritual purification. Hey, that you wash yourself, you bath yourself, cleanse yourself. Then the month of Ramadan, the pride of the year. Hey, you have gone into the greatest month. Then now you have reached that stage that you are now fit to meet Allah. The first of Shawwal is the Ashura Hajj. Mausam has started. The man suna hai ke tere dar pe tere aashiqon ka hujum hoga. Agar ijazat ho, to main bhi unme shamil ho jaun. All the lovers of Allah, you're going to the house of Allah. You're going to meet. So where our, and then the Qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. So where it started, where it led to. And their year, the English year, starts with January. In Urdu, they pronounce it January. So it starts with January, and when it comes here to November, December, and then our fireworks start in November. Waking up the dead gods, poor dog god, their god was dead or sleeping, now you have to wake him up. And then it goes into the matrik ball, the matrik parties. How many girls, boys who get 7 distinctions? 8 distinctions in one night, they became a drug addict. The girl became lost her virginity and she's now expecting. And all her future, whatever she had in one night, in a few hour or so, everything is lost. And our Muslim boys and girls, and what amount of money for that one matrik boy, the dress that is made for the girl, how much is spent? And then all the parties now who are already taking place, in the schools, in the offices, etc. And mixing today, and you want to please. So we're suffering from an inferiority complex. We are working in the banks, we are working in big offices. What our girls are like, what our boys are like. This is where it ends. And with December, then if you want to see what the result of this is, December, go and stand at a hospital. at the emergency, and see how many people coming with their heads chopped, with their legs chopped, all the liquor and all the fights that they have. It started with January, it led here. Ours started with Muharram and where we lead. You reach by the Aksh of Allah. Spend your 1 year, Islamic year, properly, according to the months at least, and see where you reach. So this is that great month that Allah Ta'ala has given, this great system Allah Ta'ala has given us. This our Islamic year is the barakat of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In the time of his khilafah, and there is a great lesson for us to learn from Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is the narrator, is the sahabi, the narrator of that hadith, that نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Allah has given our izzat and honor in Islam. وَإِنْ نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّةِ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. If we look for our honor in anything else besides Islam, we look for it in our big houses. Today my status is according to the car I drive, the type of house I live in. One friend told me that, Maulana, you can't stay in a single story. You must have a double story, shant or double story. But in your house there is a mouse also. So if the house gives you honor, then that mouse also got honor. I'm staying in a double story house. In that house there is a mosquito also. So if honor is by staying in the house or traveling in a Merc or traveling in a BMW, there's a mosquito also flying. If you go garden rule, when you go one way, the monkeys jump on, they take a lift. When you come back on the other side, they take a lift again. So they also driving. So the monkey also is a big man. He's driving it. And you, and in the house, you pay maintenance, you pay water and lights, you maintain the house, and that mouse stay free of charge. So he's even more valuable than you. He's the VIP. You doing everything for him. He just comes out at night and he gets all his rosy, whatever he wants to eat, he eats. He didn't have to go to shop to job. And he didn't have to go to kitchen to make chicken. He found it all ready. He just has to eat it. But so that is not what gives a person honor. Our honor is in Islam. Today many of us, our Buzurg say, those people who are empty inside, they look for their honor outside. All the fancy frills and trimmings and all that. Today how many of our men carry on like women? How with our dressing, etc. And how we, our behavior, and worrying about our beards, and combing our hair, etc. Like women do, perfume and all that. Men, women are regarded, nafisatul aqal. So all this jewelry and that is for them, it's alright, it's okay for them. But for men to wear jewelry and all that, today, and where they wear jewelry? On the eye here, they put a small ring there. And today, what if you see your son, that he's wearing sunglasses and he's putting them here on top. You must know he's got a problem. That why is he wearing? And when he's wearing sunglasses at the bed he puts it. Then you must know you got a big problem. That now my son is gone, he's in drugs, he's a topsy-turvy. He's wearing his, but today is a fashion that you wear your sunglasses like that. And he cuts his hair completely bald and he wears sunglasses at the back. And why? It's because somebody else is doing it, I also must. This is our condition. But if a person has got kuch paani mein hota hai, he's got haqeeqat in him, he's not a cheap line, he's not a base person, that person doesn't worry about outside things. When his inside is made, you don't worry about outside things. Allahu Akbar. There is a hadith of Bukhari Sharif that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came home one day and saw on the parda, on the, what you call it, the curtain, small bird pictures. So he told Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, how will he? Turn it around, I don't want to see it. Because this reminds me of dunya. There are two aspects. One is the photography part of it. That is a masala of that. And that all of them have given so small little pictures that it is permission for that. If you are standing and it's at the bottom, a small picture which you can't make out, the face, the eyes, there is permission. Or it was before the time when photography was made haram. Whatever that was, that is one aspect. That is a separate subject. The other subject, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, reminds me of dunya. So a person who has got deen, he doesn't want to get inclined to dunya in anything. There are many things which are permissible. For example, pot plants, no problem, it's jais. To keep fish in a tank, to keep birds in a cage, but the more you get inside, then these things you don't want to see them also. Hazrat Rabia Basariya sums it up in awe. She says that all the signs of Allah to recognize Allah, waterfalls, sunrise, sunset, you go to the beach, you see the sun rising over the sea, over the mountain. She said, this is all until you have reached Allah. When you have reached Allah, now you don't need all this. For what is your garment? That you reach, you have reached your destination. Now you're still putting your garment on, you've reached your destination. When you have reached Allah, then all these directions, you don't need them anymore. Now you must be engrossed with Allah. Now you enjoy with Allah, dua with Allah, tilawat of Quran Sharif, your tahajjud. Now these things appeal. Outside things don't appeal anymore to you. Till you haven't reached the jais things and the things our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali went to Kruger National Park. We all went, Maulana was also went. Hazrat said, I'm not going there to see animals. I'm going there to see the creator of animals. Like the lion, the one roar of the lion, what it does. You see the elephant, what will it? You see snakes perhaps. Then you realize what your qabr will be. So the creator of animals, to see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made mashura and said that we are a nation, we must have everything of our own. Our calendar must be also our own. Now imagine Umar on whose tongue, on whose words, revelation came down. Wahi came. What a man he was. He instituted the calendar. Today, who of us uses the calendar? In our madrasas, we don't use the calendar. In our tabligh ijtimaas, we don't use the calendar. Nowhere we use the calendar. One time, Maulana Abraham al-Haq sahab, rahmatullah alayh, was coming to our country. Maulana Shabir Saluji sahab of Darul Zakaria called me. He said, Hazrat is coming and it's the time of our jalsa. The right thing was, we should go to India and give Hazrat da'wah. Hazrat was in jalsa, please, if you attend our jalsa. But now there isn't time left for that. At least let us write letters. He told me, you also write, I'll also write. We wrote, Hazrat's reply to us came, that on our emblem, on our logo, we got a rahel. This is where we put Quran Sharif, open rahel and the kitab open. So Hazrat said the rahel is only meant for the Quran Sharif. And this is the Quran which is open, is bare then. Then for the other madrasa he wrote that you people haven't written Islamic date. So who's going to use Islamic date? And Hazrat further said that I feel if you should write Islamic date, you'd write your English date on top, Islamic date at the bottom. And that speaks volumes of what we give preference to. Then Allah Akbar. Hazrat wrote at the bottom, these are my suggestions, mera mashura hai. If I'm correct, accept it. If I'm wrong, inform me. Allah Akbar. What humility they have got. Not israr on their what they say, but mashura. He calls it mashura, it's hukam. But he calls it mashura. So this is how we should have this. Who is going to use? Are the Jews going to use Islamic calendar? Once we received a letter at the Darnum from Switzerland, somebody wrote that, right? You also, all must write, all Islamic institutes, to the United Nations, that you must not only use the English calendar, Christian calendar. You are United Nations. Sometimes use the Jewish calendar. Sometimes use the Muslim calendar. Sometimes use the Hindu calendar. Why only using Christian calendar? So I thought to myself, that is really very true, but we ourselves are using Christians. We must come right ourselves. Our Muslims of South Africa, mashallah, super Muslims. We petitioned the government that at airports we must have flat toilet. And for the, what's on the road we have? Karajas?
Ultra cities.
We petition. We must have. We are Muslims. We must have flat toilet. You must make arrangement. And in our own house, we put high toilet. If they will come and check up in your houses, all got high toilet. But they petition us that you must put flat toilets. We come to the masjid, all queue up by the flat toilets. And the high toilets, no, it's no good. You can't use it. But at home, all we put high toilets. And the main high toilet is in the bedroom toilet. If we do put flat toilet, it's in the passage toilet. But the bedroom toilet, which we use all the time, high toilet. So we have to become sincere to ourselves. So this is a time to reflect on this. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, then he made mashura. From when must our calendar start, Islamic calendar? So, all the rhyme was given from the birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. From the time what came down, Quran Sharif came, finally it was decided from Hijra. And our calendar we know, we call it the Hijri calendar. So that the Muslim every year when the new calendar will come, you get conscious, new calendar and the Hijri calendar. So you make Hijra. Al-Muhajir, the real Muhajir is in Man Hajra Ma'anahallahu. Hijrat is this, you leave your country, your place to a place where you can where practice Islam. That is technical Hijrat. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the real Muhajir. So every year we must get reminded that give up my path. So if we take stock, we will be able to see, and then we can, how much anger, how much backbiting I got, how much jealousy I got in me. Write it down. Take stock and be sincere to yourself. If you show it to no one, if you show it, you got a sheikh, is a great ni'mat. And you present it to your sheikh, this is my stock sheet. And then let him see it. His du'as will be with you. He will encourage you. He will give you advice. Of course, he can't see everyone's every detail and that. But he will, but you will become responsible. But you haven't got a sheikh for yourself. Draw it up. And be sincere to yourself. And don't lie in that. Be sincere. What, and you will see for your, you, I think you'll get a shock test. Is this my condition? Just like a person thinks I'm very handsome. Woman thinks I'm very beautiful. But you go for an X-ray. And you see how your face looks in the X-ray. You want to run away from it. Is this really how I look? This is Allah's ni'mat that He put the meat and the skin over. And then Allah's further ni'mat, He gave us clothes to wear. Hey, otherwise, a woman when she gets married, young, 17, 18 year old, she got a figure like a Coca-Cola. But when she has 3-4 children, now her figure is like a 200 liter oil. Yeah? But now, what covers it up is the cloak she wears, how she dresses, etc. You can, a man who is just reaches 40, 50, is completely out of shape. His front, his stomach is out, his back is out. But the big kurta covers up everything. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي كَسَانِ مَا عُوَارِ بِهِ عَوْرَةِ وَتَجَمَّدُ بِهِ بِهِ. I hide my faults with it, and I have beauty in this world. And I cover it up. But look at haqiqah, don't forget your haqiqah. So even our reality, that our, I look, I think, beard, mashallah, proper sunnah beard, topi, buzurg, topi also, and kurta, and I look in the mirror, I'm a buzurg. And when I walk in the masjid, Hadrat Salam, I'm convinced I'm a buzurg. But take your stock and then you'll see how what a big buzurg you are. Or what a big shaitan you are. Then you will realize I'm thinking I'm a buzurg. I'm a wolf in sheep's clothing. I'm a sheep in wolf's clothing. Or whatever it is. Hey, then you'll realize and prepare yourself when what is going to come. And then you're going to be questioned. مَا دِينُكَ مَنْ رَبُّكَ مَا دِينُكَ مَا تَقُولُ فِي حَقِّ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. If we took our stock and we corrected it, it will be easy. Otherwise, don't think the answers are just like a parrot. Mawlana Muhammad Masa Panipuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that you taught your parrot to make salam and makes beautiful salam, zikr, miyami tu, zara, Allah, Allah, paro, and in front of the visitors, oh, you also feel so elated. But one day, the parrot came in the clutches of the dogs, or the cat's paws, then it forgets everything. Now its original tape recording of the heart, only that will come out. No Allah, Allah, and Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and Salam, or anything, all that will be put. When we come in the clutches of Malakul Maut, then all our tape recording of the mouth, it will be for what is in the heart at that time. Zikr we have to make so much that we remember Allah under all conditions. That if somebody has to put, Allah save us, I put a gun to our head, then it's Allah. And then Wallah, I say, you just say Allah and see how Allah's help will come. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah Ali says, Isma Azam is the name Allah. But with this condition, that at that time in your heart there is nothing and nobody but Allah. La takunu fi qalbika ghayr. Only Allah is in your heart. And perhaps that person who put the gun is a blank gun. But we go blank at such a time. Hey, you can't think of anything at that time. Check ourselves. Whenever such conditions come, does my mind go to Allah or it doesn't go? If it doesn't, that means we haven't still got Allah in our heart. Automatically, Allah, human nature ulama, Allah give them jaza khair, they have allowed for this. It's human nature. But develop your iman, that iman, that it comes. It will hardly happen, may Allah save us all, that somebody puts a blank gun or a gun to your head. But what's happening all the time, when you see a painted dolly off the road, right? You see this ugly woman who make themselves, who you think are beautiful, at that time do you think of Allah? Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, they were in India traveling by bus, and Hazrat was sitting on the back seat right in front. There was a 90-year-old Hindu man, and a young girl came and sat on the side there. So he started gaping at her in such a way, not only his eyes wide open, his mouth also wide open. So the conductor came and he said, Kaka, ticket leo. Buy your ticket for your bus you are going. Kaka is in a different world. Then he shook Kaka. Kaka, ticket leo. Kaka, don't know what is happening. So the way we look at the other woman, and your own wife, you can't look at her. And the biggest azab on a person, when he looks at other women, Allah takes out the beauty of his wife from his eyes. To other men, your wife looks beautiful, but to you she's nothing. She doesn't appeal to you at all. But to other men, she is a beautiful woman. But why? It's not her fault. It's not that she's not dressing properly. It's not that she's not anything else. You are looking at her. When you are full looking at other women, how can you get enjoyment looking? And the first ni'mat of Jannat Allah will give you in this dunya, if you look after your eyes and you don't look at other women, Allah will make your wife look like a hurul een of Jannat in this dunya. Not Miss World. What is Miss World? Nothing whatsoever. Hurul een of Jannat. And you'll feel so happy. Allah gave me my hur, muqaddam besh. Allah gave me my hurul een in this dunya. And what the life of that person who lives with his hurul een in this dunya. Not in the qabr when you'll go. In the dunya Allah will give. If you will look after your eyes. So when you take stock, you will see all these things. Then you will correct yourselves and you will realize, I'm not that big buzurg I'm thinking and the people, I realize now what I am. And then you will correct your life. And over 1 year, see, and wallah, I tell you, even without a shaykh, muhasaba on yourself you will make, in a year you will see the change will come in. And if you have a shaykh with his du'as and tawajjuh, you can't imagine where you. So this is that Mubarak and golden path which is from the time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Allahu Akbar. Malana mujhe bahut taajub hua. Mutala kitabon ke, from kitab mutala I saw that many times the Sahaba were having majlis in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to oversee those majalis also. That means he gave them khilafat and he told them, you start majlis. Like a sheikh gives a khilafat to his murid and he tells him to start majlis. So like that, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to go and check on them. And so much so, which is Nasr Quran, the pure Quran, وَاسْفِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is making haram in his house. Allah's Rasul. But Allah said, no, get up my Rasul. Those people who are making your zikr in jama'at, halqa, الَّذِينَ, not الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, go and sit with them. And they're making zikr morning and evening, sit with those people. So important Allah has made the majalis of zikr and the majalis of islah, which are taking place here also, mashallah. So let us take part in all this here. And Allah Ta'ala, by the barakat of our mashayikh, Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Mufti Shafi sahab, Maulana Qari Muhammad Tayyib sahab, then our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad sahab, Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah sahab, Maulana Abrar al-Hajj, all our mashayikh, they came to our country to bring us into this. Let us apply this, and wallah I say, for yourself you will see the life of Jannat Allah will give you. Yeah. Despondency, losing hope will go out. Fear which people have got, it will go out. All these problems, fights in the house all the time, you will see it will be changed to peace and to contentment. Allah has given it to us. Doctor gives you the best medicine, but you put it in a golden case and you boast about it in front of all. I got the best medicine in the world. You're not taking it, it's not going to benefit you. And just in that simple reference of the doctor, but you take your medicine, inshallah, you will get benefit. So the same way, the medicine of the ulama and mashayikh is not that for what bayah, or that what a talk it was or something. It is to apply, and then we will get the benefit. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. And tomorrow morning after Fajr, we'll have a program. In which masjid? Masjid Abrar. Short program, try and attend there also as well, inshallah. Kuch aur maana? Jazakallah. Maana Mansoor Sahib, kuch aur?
Jazakallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Oh Allah, accept our sitting here. Oh Allah, accept our talking, accept our listening. Oh Allah, make it a means of gaining your recognition and your love, oh Allah. Oh Allah, make it a means that we recognize ourselves. من عرف نفسه فقد عرف ربه. That what we are, and oh Allah, let us take stock of ourselves. Let us become serious about this matter and take stock of ourselves and really see where do we stand. And let us prepare for the inevitable morn, which is, we don't know, it can be at any moment. Oh Allah, let us be ready for morn before morn comes. وَالِاسْتِعْدَادْ لِلْمَوْتِ قَبْلَ نُزُولِهِ. Oh Allah, grant us the preparation in that way. Make our dunya's life a life of ease and comfort, of respect and honor, of salamati and afiyat. Grant us husn-e khatama. Oh Allah, you are most kind, you are most merciful. We are not deserving in the least, but give us beautiful mort, oh Allah. Mort of Madinatul Munawwara, mort of Riyadul Jannah, mort of Sajda, mort of Arafat, mort of Tawaf, oh Allah, mort of Tahajjud, oh Allah, in a way that you are pleased with us, oh Allah. And let this desire be, not that the people will speak about it, but the honor that lies in it, by you, O Allah, that we get that honor, O Allah. O Allah, grant us a beautiful life of qabr, O Allah. No hisab kitab, O Allah. Life of enjoyment in the qabr, O Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, give us VIP treatment. Ya Allah, straight away we get the shadow of the arsh of yours on the day of Qiyamah. O Allah, we pass full sirat in the flash of lightning, O Allah. O Allah, without any hisab, kitab, accountability, we enter into Jannah, O Allah. O Allah, guide us towards your pleasure. You be pleased with us. Forgive us, O Allah. We are sinful. We are rotten, O Allah. We are the worst, O Allah. You are the most merciful, O Allah. Accept us, guide us, bring us close to you, O Allah. Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ.